talking good old barbecue. Low and slow is tried and true. Yeah, baby. Time to talk some good old barbecue. And I'm telling you what, my wife has requested that I cook her ribs for Mother's Day. So we got my good friend Doug Scheiding with the Wild Game Crew Cook-Off and Rogue Cookers. And Roger's here. All right. How you guys doing this morning?
Wonderful.
I see you just sent me a picture of a Thor's hammer there, Roger. Can you tell me a little bit about that, Cook?
Oh, sure. I don't know if y'all know this, but Walmart's starting to carry McLaren Ranch beef, prime beef. And they have dino ribs, briskets, steaks, and then they got Thor's hammers.
And they got some really good ribs, too.
And they're reasonably priced, and I really like the McLaren Farms. The Thor's hammers are pretty good. They're $35. That's the best part. But last night I injected it and then rubbed it down. I've got it on the Traeger. It's still on today right now. And I'm cooking it slow at 210. And then I'm going to put it over on the stick burner and I'll finish it off over there with some baton.
What temperature are you cooking this to?
On this one, you probably cook it to right around 230,
and wow.
Because you just want it to peel off of it because you got a good crust on it.
Yeah.
So that meat, it's tight. It's a big muscle.
Do you ever wrap it, probably, or you leave it open the whole time?
No, it's been open since midnight. So what is that? 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. So you can have that hard crust on the outside, and then I'll wrap it. Probably the last 2 hours, I'll wrap it.
Okay.
It's moist because you have that bone in the middle of it, mm-hmm. Big bone, and then that bone marrow's in there. And I'll tell you what, you eat that bone marrow, well, I'll tell you what, that's some good stuff.
Doug, I need your help. Every time I do ribs, you know, I have to text you and ask you about temperature. You would
Michael,
think
keep a cooking journal.
I know.
Write something down, please.
All right. I'm going to Walmart after the show, and I'm going to get some ribs. I might get one of those Thor's hammers, too. That looks pretty good. I have a couple of questions. Okay, so how long do y'all recommend that I put the rubs on before I actually put the ribs on the grill?
That's a personal preference. I like to put it on and put it in.
So you don't have any sitting time. You just go ahead and do it.
No. One time I did it for like 30 minutes, or I don't know, a couple hours, whatever, and my ribs got hammy. It kind of cured them a little bit.
Oh. So the first hour, I want to start it at 225?
300. if they're big and thick, 300. If they're a little lighter, like 3.5 pounds. But, you know, the ones at Walmart that you can get, those Prairie Fresh Naturals, those should be 4 pounds or so.
Yeah.
So I would I'd do it at 300. I do 275 the next hour, and then 250 the next hour, and then when you wrap them, do it at 225.
So
just every hour, just decrease to 25 degrees. How about that? That's pretty easy to remember.
That's pretty easy. I think I can even remember that. So, you know, one of the things that Mike did with his ribs was he cooked them to temperature. Was that about 151 or was it 171?
It's in the range of, like, you know, 160 or so.
And then he cooked
it. It's really about the time, I think, not necessarily the temperature when you wrap them, the time and the color. Sometimes,
okay.
You know, if they're turning darker for some reason or whatever, you can wrap them a little early so they don't get too dark.
Okay, that's a good point. And then he said he was cooking them to 201. Is that correct?
Oh, I think he said 198 to 201 is what he said, yeah.
Between 198 and 201.
This is Michael Pujol we're talking about. I have OCD tendencies. He has OCD, and I say that with peace and love.
He's
very detailed, which is why it makes him a good cook. So, yeah, it was fun to work with him last year on the ribs because, yeah, he's great.
I listened to all of y'all, to Tom, to Roger, to you, and to Mike, and then I just kind of put things together. and throw them together.
Well, yeah. There's multiple ways to get from point A to point B.
All right.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.